everybody. Welcome to Whistle While You Work podcast. This is episode 97, new live entertainment at Hollywood Studios. Awkward pause. We have zero entertainment here at this podcast.
I didn't know what to say at all. I just looked at you.
Okay. As if you weren't a participant in the new live entertainment.
I'm pretty entertaining.
Oh my goodness. Well, we have recently-ish been to Disney World and spent a full day at Hollywood Studios. You know what? Looking back on my pedometer, that was the day that I took the most steps, even though we had that super long day at Magic
Hollywood
Kingdom.
Studios?
We kept going back and forth, and we would go to this, and then we went to one extreme end to the other.
It's the smallest park yet.
Yeah. So maybe it was the illusion of like, oh, we could go do that. It's not that far.
We just kept going back and forth and back and forth. It was a good day. It worked out really well, all things considered, but there was a lot of going back and forth. Weather played a factor at a certain point in the day where we were trying to stay out of it. It wasn't too bad, but
And we didn't take a break at all. Like, that was...
No, I don't believe in breaks.
Your body is like screaming at you.
I could take a break right now.
And that's why we had the very long pause after the intro.
That's why I didn't have anything to start with. I'm like, I don't even know what to do.
I can't even dig deep enough to say something funny. So anyway, yeah, that was a lot of steps that day. So
how many did you take?
Oh, I don't even know. I just remember it being the highest one. I'd have to go back and look. Yeah. I can look if you could fill in the air for a few minutes, but I don't know if you got that in you.
Who, me?
Exactly.
I'm full of lots of hot air.
Oh my gosh.
So I've been accused.
Anyway, it was just a lot of steps.
Yeah. Well, that makes a lot of sense.
Well, and it's just kind of one of those things where it's like, and that's why going to shows is a nice thing when your feet are tired.
Well, let's talk about going to shows at Hollywood Studios. You know, the two big attractions up until these new shows arrived were really the Indiana Jones stunt show spectacular.
Yeah.
And then the Frozen sing-along, right? Those are the two prime shows.
Now, there's a few others. Yeah.
No, these are the prime ones. I've been to Beauty and the Beast. It doesn't fill up.
Okay.
And it stinks.
This poor Beauty and the Beast cast. They're just over there going, what can we do for that guy?
Do better.
Oh, gosh.
Those are
very popular, crowded shows, the two you mentioned. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, those are the ones that fill up. They fill up.
So I think these two that we're going to talk about kind of, there's a lot of people that grumble and are upset at the true core of what MGM Studios or MGM, was it called MGM Studios?
Yeah.
Or was it MGM, just MGM?
Yeah, MGM Studios. Well.
Now my brain hurts.
Disney MGM Studios.
I don't know anymore.
Now it's called Hollywood Studios.
I don't think it was ever Disney. I think it was just MGM Studios. Anyway, the whole purpose of that park was supposed to be filmmaking, movies, that type of thing, studios.
They used to have an awesome stunt show back there with cars and stuff and things that blew up and fire. It was pretty cool. We got to see it right before it disappeared.
Yeah, and it was still kind of the idea of making a movie was mm-hmm. into that stunt show. So anyway, the two new live entertainments
had nothing to do with making movies.
Well, I'm saying that they kind of... Not making movies, but it's...
Yeah, well, your point was, this is what the genesis of the park was. These shows are nothing like that. They're just telling some great stories.
Yeah, based off of movies. So I guess that's not quite the same.
Yeah, not at all.
But I guess I'm trying to say it's more entertainment versus an attraction, which is like a thrill or... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can disagree. It's okay.
No, I don't disagree. Indiana Jones is what the park was kind of founded on, that idea, right? That's what the old stunt show was like in the background and everything too. Frozen sing-along is not. Frozen's a comedic retelling of Disney IP.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
These two new shows, one of them is similar. Not as comedic, right?
Yeah,
but
it's
a retelling of the IP. And the other one is a completely new flavor type of show we've never seen before.
Yeah, so let's talk about that one first. I feel like you're talking about, the
villains happily, no, villains.
There's a colon in both of these new live entertainments.
Villains unhappily ever after.
No. Unfairly.
Unfairly ever after?
Yeah. Mm. Remember?
I don't remember. I started the show by not saying anything at all.
your brain power is low here.
I had nothing. Villains unfairly ever after.
Disney villains unfairly ever after.
Oh, it just keeps, it's too long. The villain show.
The next one is also five words. We'll see if you can get the order of that one.
Voyage of the Little Mermaid.
No, that's the, oh gosh. I was very worried about you there.
I got five words though.
Voyage of the Little Mermaid. Yeah. Yeah, that's not what it's called.
Yeah. Under the Sea.
You're trying to come up with the name of the actual one?
Yeah. I have no clue what it is. I'll be honest. It's the Little Mermaid show.
The Little Mermaid, colon. What do you think the rest is?
Under the Sea.
Oh, it's actually five words.
Oh, my gosh.
There's an article in there.
Never mind. Forget it.
A Musical Adventure.
A Musical Adventure.
Let's go back to those villains.
Villains. Unfairly Ever After. This was a cool show.
I
gotta say, it was one of the coolest things I've seen in a long time.
This might be a dumb thing, but I feel like I didn't have high expectations because it's literally tucked away in the back of the park. Like, it's not an important thing. Do you know what I mean? How it's
Let's start with that, right?
Yeah.
So the location of it is the former location of the Lightning McQueen Racing Academy.
Yeah.
Which was, in my opinion, a small theater. There was what, maybe...
I bet 60.
10 rows of benches.
Maybe 60
right?
people capacity.
In a not quite horseshoe shape, right? With an elongated stage that kind of came out towards the middle of it. I never was in there when it was full.
Yeah.
But it was a cute show. Yeah. I enjoyed it. When I heard it was going away, I was a little disappointed because I thought it was good. But... they announced this, and I'm with you. I had very low expectations, yeah, mostly because of my previous experience with the physical space they were in.
Right, yeah.
I had no idea there was a huge theater available, and that's what it is. It's a big, big theater.
So I'll just say that's kind of my... Yes, it was a big theater, but the way that we got into that theater, there wasn't I don't think they gave you enough time between shows to do all that they needed to get all the moving parts and people, and so they kind of cram us in this one area outside, and I have learned that I get a little claustrophobic, and that was one of those moments where I was like, you know, they're like, please fill in all available space, and we're outside and we're in the heat. And anyway, they're trying to get us queued up and bunched up so that they know that they got the right number of people and seats, so that right when the other one ends, we can all like rush in to the show.
Yeah. Yeah. Rush in. That's the right way. It feels chaos like Russia.
Oh, gosh.
I didn't like the queuing aspect of it. You're just in a big, basically corral. Honestly, the more people that kept filling in there, I'm like, there's no way we're going to see this, because I kept thinking of the Lightning McQueen show, you know, maybe 60 people. There was probably, 200, 250, maybe probably 300 people all together. I don't know. We'll have to go and look and find out.
200, I would guess.
What the actual seating capacity in the theater is. But it was a lot of people, and it was completely full. And it was interesting. But I agree. Logistically,
they're going to have to figure some things out.
Getting in, getting out leaves a lot to be desired. And I hope that they're actively working on that solution now.
Now, I know it's new. Anything that's new is you're going to see a bigger crowd, and maybe they're expecting it to not be as crowded in the future.
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think so. When we talk about why, it will be really interesting.
Yeah. So anyway, I think that just also added to my low expectations of like, it's like back in some weird place. It's taking over something that I kind of liked before. I don't think it's as big as a big of space. So, and I'm not personally like, you know, a huge villains person. I know
I don't like villains.
They're the bad guy.
I don't like the bad guy.
But there are people that genuinely, I mean, they have all the gear for Cruella, or they have, they love, you know, what's her name from Little Mermaid? Ursula, you know. And that's just some people's thing. Yeah. So anyway, all of these factors went into...
It's a weird way to live your life. idealizing a bad guy. You know, maybe, well, maybe they got the Wreck-It Ralph philosophy, right? You know, we're I'm bad not, and that's good. I'm not good and that's not bad, yeah. Or whatever it was, right?
Yep.
I'll never be good and that's not bad.
Yeah.
But no, bad guys are bad guys. And Wreck-It Ralph's not a bad guy. He's just misunderstood.
Okay. He just wants a medal.
He just wants a piece of cake and a medal. That's
and
it.
And he doesn't want to sleep on bricks.
And those people were a bunch of jerks to him.
Yeah.
Like, big time. Nobody was a jerk to Ursula.
She was just bad.
Cruella? Give me a break.
Well, the Cruella movie, remember the one a few years ago? Well, they kind of painted it to...
She was treated a little bit poorly, but... Ursula.
There's always a backstory.
Captain Hook.
So, let's get into the show. So, I will say... The surprising part was that we loved it. The other surprising part was that when we sat with our... Did all of our kids go? I know, yep. That... I feel like some of them...
Nope.
We made all of them come, yep, to this. And I feel like the surprise was like my 19-year-old was like loving the song and just like he kept singing it afterwards. So those were just a lot of surprises for me.
Yeah. again, with the idea of low expectations, didn't really know what to expect. As you all know, when there's new things, we intentionally try to not get any pre-exposure. We want to experience it for the very first time,
fresh.
Live, fresh. Yeah. We don't watch YouTube. We don't read reviews. We go and experience it. And so that was absolutely the case for this show. And I'll just tell you, you know, from catchy music to, in my opinion, amazing technology,
yeah,
used in a show like this. It was something else. And then you add live action into it as well, right? So it's not just technology. But, you know, the magic mirror on the wall,
yeah,
that's a person who's got a story to tell.
Yeah.
And this show does him justice,
yeah,
in being able to finally tell his story.
Yeah.
That was so cool.
It was so cool. And, I mean, again, like we went in so fresh that I didn't know if it was actual live entertainment or if it was just going to be a bunch of audio animatronics. I didn't know what it was. And so it was nice to have live music.
Yeah.
And for me, I thought the costuming was so exciting. Like Cruella had all these cool costume changes and it's a very short show. It was like, what, 25 minutes? 20?
Yeah, probably about 20 minutes, maybe a little more.
So that was exciting for me.
They could have done better with Cruella's hair, in my opinion, but
okay.
But the costumes were pretty good.
Yeah. So we don't want to like spoil it for people who haven't gone, but the other thing is,
it's... Well, I'm going to spoil it. I mean, this is a little bit of a review, right?
Okay.
It's pretty cool. You need to understand, and I think this is an important part of it, every show is different.
Right.
Every show is different. And I think that's what's so cool about this attraction is... They have the opportunity to keep it pretty much evergreen, meaning that it's always something good. You know, and I think right now, basically, there's three main villains that kind of compete against each other, and it seems like that's the case in every show, right?
Yeah.
You've got Captain Hook, you've got Cruella, and you've got Maleficent. But I've talked to other people who have gone, and different people, and it's a contest, and the audience gets to determine who wins the contest.
Who was the most unfairly
Who's
treated?
Who's the most unfairly of, you know, treated of them all?
Yeah.
Our group picked Maleficent. I think she tends to win often.
Probably.
But I've talked to people where Captain Hook won. I've talked to people where Cruella won. And what's so cool is they present more than just those three villains throughout the course of the show, but that's just kind of the three finalists,
yes,
in this instance.
Yeah.
I bet you in another season, maybe later next year, it's going to be different villains. They can put more people out there, and that's what's going to keep it really pretty interesting to see how it goes.
Yeah, I mean, it makes me want to go... A lot of things make me want to go back and watch it again, but yeah, just seeing what the audience picks and how that changes,
yeah,
the ending. Yeah, I even downloaded the song to my Apple Music or whatever, because it was so cool.
Let me tell you, one of the coolest things is, you know, when you go to the Frozen sing-along, it snows on you, right?
Yeah.
And Elsa makes it snow and it all comes down. And we all know that. It's just bubbles, right?
Right.
You know, foam coming from the ceiling.
But in they this, do a really good job.
In this show, they did something I've never seen before, didn't know possible. It was smoke bubbles.
Yes, that's right.
And they were literally, they looked like bubbles out of like a bubble blowing machine, but they were made of smoke and you could pop them.
Yeah.
And they would just, I mean, it was the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. That's
right. How do I get a smoke blowing bubble machine?
And I feel like, were they green because Maleficent won? Is that what happened? Or was that, or was it a different part of the show? Maybe it was at the beginning. I don't know. Anyway, my mind, was definitely blown. And it was just one of those, like, you leave really pumped up.
Yeah.
The other thing is
singing the song.
Yes, exactly. And I think it's really cool. And I know this isn't just at this place, but the transition of the music, like, I couldn't hear Rock and Roller Coaster's music.
Yeah.
And we were literally standing a wall apart from them. Yeah. So they figured out how to point the speakers.
They do such an amazing job. They do such an amazing job of that. It's pretty good. I do want to, you know, the music was so good, and there's a little very catchy song that they sing. And we brought this up, I think, in our last episode, talking about new things. And I talked about, for me, my first time going on Tiana's Bayou Adventure was very disappointing because I didn't walk away singing anything, right? There was nothing catchy.
Yeah.
That tells you, I think, in my opinion here, that they're really onto something when you walk out of there singing that song for a few hours, right? Because it sticks with you. Uh-huh. They're onto something. Great show, great execution, great production.
I was trying to pull up the song. I don't know how well it would play.
I don't want to sing it all night.
You don't want to sing it all night? No. It's called Magic Mirror. So if anyone wants to look it up.
Now I remember it.
By saying the name of it, that ruined it for you?
Yeah.
Well, can I just play it then?
Well, I guess so.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. It'll get muted on our show.
Right. I won't do it then.
Yeah.
That was a little teaser so that we don't get.
I don't think anyone heard it.
Okay.
I don't think the mic picked it up.
Oh, my gosh. Well, anyway, I guess if you had to rate it out of 10, what would you give it?
10.
Yeah.
It's up there.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it just as much as I enjoy the Frozen sing-along.
Yeah.
And if you ever go to that with me, you know, I really enjoy it.
Yes.
I sing all the songs. I don't sing them quietly, right?
Man, the jokes this time.
I don't care when people give me dirty looks. Usually some weirdo dad who can't figure out how to have a good time and his t-shirt probably says he's broke. But anyways, I had to have such a great time at it. And this was a show way up there.
Yeah. Talking about the Frozen, the jokes are always a little different. And I thought,
this might have been the best one I've seen.
There were so many 90s jokes.
Because I felt like that show was curated just for us.
For us, for our age group, yeah.
You know, the 80s and 90s jokes were absolutely on point. It was awesome. I know none of those kids had any idea who they were talking about, pop culture references. That was for us. That was for us.
Yes. The person that paid for the ticket.
That's right. I love it.
And now we're broke. Just kidding.
Nope. Going back.
We're having fun. Okay, so the second live entertainment, which I think we actually saw before we saw Unfairly. And I will say one more thing about Unfairly. When we were there, it was on the half hour. And then at the end of the day, it was on the hour from like 6 to 7. So it must have been around 20 minutes or less.
Yeah.
So they can turn it over. Little Mermaid, though, was... I think that was even fresher out. And so the line there, we were like, at one point in the middle of the day, we're like, oh, let's go do this. And we got in line and they're like, you're in line for the one that starts in like an hour and a half.
An hour and a half,
or something. And we're like,
No, I'm not.
That's right. So and if anyone pays attention to Disney news, this area of Hollywood Studios finally got an announcement that they're refreshing and redoing that whole area. I think I sent that to you.
Yes.
Yeah. So this is over near Walt Disney Presents, not too far from Mickey's Runaway Railway. Down the stairs is where you line up to go into this. And you guys lined up. I went with the kids to go get Num Num cookies or something.
Yep.
And so tell us a little bit about your experience in the line.
You wait.
Okay.
You wait and you're just hoping you're going to get in. You just don't know. It's a pretty big theater, similar to, I think, the Villains show. I think the theater's probably maybe even just a little bit bigger, but they're very comparable sizes. But you're waiting, and Lord help you if you don't have shade, because because a good chunk of it, that waiting could be out in the sun.
Right. And like we said, it was so popular that it wasn't like you were going to find a showtime that was going to be, you know, oh, you can just walk right in. And I think maybe it was because it was so new when we were there. But I do think that that park there, especially for little kids, there is less to do there for little kids. And so it's one of those where it's going to be busy because anyway, I think you understand what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I mean, it's situated in a major thoroughfare, right? So, you know, a lot of those shows, they have you line up and you're kind of underneath a covering. It's part of the building or whatever. The biggest chunk of this line is out into the thoroughfare and in the sun.
Yeah.
Headed almost towards basically what, ABC Commissary, right? It's kind of headed that direction.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, you waited. You waited in line. And
remember that group of cheerleaders that had to leave the line early?
They left. They were like maybe two or three people in front of us. And lo and behold, wouldn't you happen to know, we were the last people to get in the theater.
And like, we barely.
The last people.
I think like they started right as we sat.
The show had already started. We were split up into different rows at the very end.
Yeah.
So we didn't really get the best view.
Yeah, no, we didn't.
I would definitely like to watch it again, maybe from the middle.
But, yeah, we were the back right.
But I was just happy that I wasn't going to have to wait another 45 minutes plus for the next showing.
Yeah. And
ironically, had they done that, we would have just been at the very other end of the theater because they'll make you go all the way down, right? No stopping in the middle of the row.
Right.
So we would have been the first people in for the next show. It worked out.
Well, and I know why they have to coordinate it that way, because they're trying to maximize the theater and not people just spread out to random places. So anyway, thank you for waiting in that line for me to get Num Num cookies. And then I
found shade. I was good.
Yeah. So we barely got in. I didn't really know what to expect going into this, but the title is The Little Mermaid, a musical adventure. So I figured it was going to be a musical telling of the show.
What I wasn't sure of was, is this the original Little Mermaid or the new Little Mermaid?
Yeah.
And so for all of you that are wondering, it's the original.
Yeah.
It's the fiery, bright, redheaded Ariel that we all grew up with in cartoon form.
Right. Yeah, and so you can imagine the technology that they would have to employ, because it wasn't just a mermaid person walking around. Like, they had some sort of screen. Is that what it was? Like a screen up so that there was the stage, but there was a screen between us and the actor so that they could project stuff on there. Or I don't know exactly what
it
happened.
I will say this. It was a show unlike any that I've seen them do before in terms of the live action component.
Yeah.
Because they were able to do a combination of live action, audio animatronic, and video.
Yeah.
And it looked great. I mean, it looked really, really good. And I think we had real bubbles coming down on us in that show.
Yeah.
Right? Not smoke bubbles and not foam, but real bubbles.
And that makes sense for
this
show.
As if you were under the sea.
Yeah.
It was pretty good. But, you know, all in all, the story is the story of the Little Mermaid. They retell it in a very condensed form.
Very quick, yeah.
It's not like Frozen where you've got a narrator kind of telling you the story. They're just acting it out to a certain degree. And you get your favorite songs in there. That was kind of cool. You get the big bad. Ursula showed up.
Yes.
So now Ursula's in two shows. Go figure. Boy, she won, didn't she? Royalties she's collecting.
Oh, gosh. She's collecting them under the sea.
Yeah, along with voices.
That's right. She was the scariest one to me. All those little people in those little glass jars with their sad eyes like that. Mm. Yeah. Oh, if we only had that on video, dear. It did make me a little bit want to go watch the actual movie and enjoy the whole song and the whole story. But for, you know, 20 minutes or whatever it was at a theme park.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty dang cool. And they were able to convert her and make her swim like she was in some sort of contraption where
there's part of the show, she's a mermaid.
Yeah.
Part of the show, she's a human with legs. Right.
Yeah.
And you get to see all of those things and make it work. And she's swimming.
Yeah.
Like.
And dancing.
And
she's
dancing.
Swimming and dancing and
it was
singing.
It was pretty good. It was super, super well done, I think.
What would you give it out of 10?
That's probably like a 8.5 up there. It's up there for me.
I think I'm right there too. I think just if I had a better seat.
Maybe if I had a better seat. Yeah. I didn't walk away like my mind was blown, but I walked away saying, wow, that was really well done.
Yeah. Again, like how do you make a person with a fin move around and make it believable that she's swimming and under the water? So.
Yeah.
All right.
And she's really singing, right? That's the other thing, too. It's not a voiceover. Like, she was the one singing.
Yes, and I appreciated
that.
So
I think that's a really important thing to keep in mind. You know, you could go to these things, and some of the ones, they're not the ones singing. There's a soundtrack playing or whatever. No, she was singing
the songs. And Eric sang.
And, you know... All in all,
they did
a really good job. No,
Sebastian sang.
Yeah. But they did a really good job of it.
I was very disappointed that they didn't actually kiss at the end. That was
unsatisfying
to me. I was anyway. Well, I didn't
tell
Randy.
The union. The union probably won't let them kiss.
I didn't tell Randy this, but I'm going to throw in one more live entertainment at the end here. And that is in Italy, at Epcot, we got to see... a mime lady that, because she didn't speak, so she was kind of mime-like, but she did like this acrobatic chair stacking, I don't know, show.
I don't know what to call it.
But it was live entertainment.
It was live entertainment. She was stacking those chairs and standing on them
and
balancing and waving and doing all sorts of stuff. She got the audience to participate. I hadn't seen that over there in Italy before. That was really interesting.
Yeah, I just think that
It takes a lot to get me to stop and look.
You're not easily impressed, is that what you're saying?
And we stopped and we watched for quite a few minutes, I think, like, what's going to happen? And then I was like, well, I can't watch anymore. She's going to fall.
You can't take it.
I can't watch this.
And that's why I take trips with my friends, because we stopped and watched the mariachi band and enjoyed a little bit more live entertainment than my family has patience for, I guess. But
Yeah. Got rides to do.
Pizza to eat, all the things.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I hope you guys enjoy us and our ridiculous silliness and live entertainment and our review of all these fun things.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.